Now to water. There's been a river of news this week, sorry about that pun, with developments that could affect all of us. Yesterday, earth movers began digging dirt and pushing rocks as the city of Sacramento broke ground on a $170 million project to upgrade the city's water treatment plant. Also yesterday, county supervisors approved a water rate hike this year and another one for next year to 50,000 customers to pay for the county's own treatment improvements. And the State Water Resources Board officially warned that runoff might be so low that it could force basically everyone in California to cut their use. To help us put all that in perspective, we have Capital Public Radio's Sacramento Region reporter Bob Moffett in the studio. And on the phone is David Guy, president of the Northern California Water Association. Gentlemen, thanks for the time this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so Bob, let's start with the city. The plant was built in 1923, so how badly are those improvements needed?
Well, the 1923 number has been bandied about quite a bit. There were improvements made within a couple of decades after the original pump station and plant's opening. And so the infrastructure is really mostly about 70 years old, according to some of the engineers I talked to yesterday.
70?
70.
70.
Yeah.
So it's new.
It's newish. It's still it's a relatively new senior.
Right.
like many relatively new seniors, there are some issues with structural issues, including apparently in some of the sediment basins, the rebar is beginning to show through the concrete. Apparently, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And also, the pumps are operating at about 85% capacity. There's not a water shortage, but in future years, when more people are living in the area, and the pumps then are, you know, even older at that time, then their efficiency is going to decrease as demand is going to increase. And so why not take the time now to put in new pumps to make the efficiency better?
And who's paying for this?
Well, a combination. It's a $170 million project as part of a much bigger capital improvement project. Bonds have been secured, bond rates have been secured, and also there was a utility rate increase.
They're doing is besides the pumps, they're digging out and something involving. A word I just learned this morning, flock?
Flock. Flock is a beautiful word. It's for a terrible substance, a terribly gooey, icky, yucky substance. And it's the station has mainly four stations. Water comes in, it sits in this basin, and then they have to try to get the water separated from all of the rest of the goop that comes out of river water. And we've got we have an engineer to talk about that.
It goes through, you add your chemicals, right, to help form the flock. The flock settles down. It's collected in these basins here at the bottom. It gets heavy, comes down. It's removed, basically pumped out, and placed into these solid handling basins. So it's a high percentage of water. And then you'll take the water off the top. It'll decant. The water will decant and it'll go back through the process. It's the water that's retained in the sludge that takes a long time to actually remove, right? And it could take, you know, several months.
And so that length of time is a real problem for them because they can process the water, but if they don't have anywhere to put the flock,
right,
then everything sort of backs up or stops. And so what they're going to actually do is they're going to have two new centrifuges. There's kind of sort of an atomic solution, I guess, to this. You're going to have one there, and then maybe at the Fairbairn plant just around the corner here off of Sac State campus.
Right.
And then they're going to spin all the stuff around, shoot all the water off. It'll dry off faster. Then they can get rid of it. While they're doing that, then the water goes through the new filters, which are also going to be built, and then can be pumped out using the new pumps to the city services.
Well. Now, the county's water rate increase was to pay for an improvement to the plant that was finished but 2 years ago. If I understand that correctly, is that right?
Well, there's a couple of other. There are two different projects. One's called the Vineyard plant, and the county water agency took out about $400 million in bonds, or sold $400 million in bonds back in 2007. They're trying to figure out a way to pay the debt service on that. And so that's what part of the increase is. And then it's also to pay for just general upkeep and improvements in infrastructure that they already have. And so that affects about 50,000 people who are in a band of an area from about Rancho Cordova to Elk Grove. And if you're unlucky enough to live in both districts 40 and 41, they're right on top of each other, basically, then you have to pay, you have basically double what you would if you lived in one of the others. So there's about 4,000 people that get away with, I think it's a $3.50 increase over 2 years, and then everybody else has to pay $7, I think.
And with these, all these water treatment plant improvements, what is the expected impact on the environment?
Well, there's going to be a little effect possibly on the American River. That was something that John Shirey brought up yesterday. The city manager was that they weren't going to have to take as much water out of the American River because they were going to be able to process the full 160 million gallons that they're allotted per day out of the Sacramento River. And then there's also, along with this, are also conservation efforts to put in water meters, and then also replacing water lines. And they're trying to. I think the goal is 20% decrease in water usage by 2020.
All right. And speaking of environment, Mr. Guy, I'm going to come to you. Your association represents many of the players in water. I think there's water districts, water companies, cities and towns, and landowners. So. How might the larger issue, which is the runoff problem, how might that affect the environment? How might it affect the folks in this region?
Well, thank you. The water is managed in the Sacramento Valley for a whole variety of beneficial purposes, and that includes, of course, the farms, the cities, the towns. It also is managed for wildlife refuges. We have 6 national wildlife refuges, managed wetlands, and then, of course, for fisheries. And as you suggested, the first part of this year, this calendar year, was the driest on record, and so the amount of water in the system is definitely less than people are accustomed to. We were fortunate early this year because we had good carryover storage from last year in some of the major reservoirs in the system, and that has really helped get people through this year. But I think as we start looking at this next water year, people are starting to get very concerned, and obviously people are going to be planning for that dry condition.
Well, you answered one of my questions, because here we are already into the middle of July, and we hadn't really seen or heard so much about water usage and talk of whether rationing or although I know Central Valley farmers are certainly getting cuts. So who is at the moment seeing water reductions, or is anybody?
Well, I think you're right. The farmers in the San Joaquin Valley have had some major reductions in their water supply this year. We've seen some farmers in the Sacramento Valley that have had to either reduce their supplies, and in some cases, folks can access groundwater and pump groundwater to make up for that surface water. Other cases, they don't. So far, the cutbacks have been primarily to the south of the Sacramento Valley. But I think as we start looking at next year, we could easily look at some major cutbacks in the Sacramento Valley as well.
So with that Water Resources Board warning, I mean, they were basically saying that everybody, including ancient water rights, meaning fundamentally everybody, could see reductions. Are they talking in the future? They're not talking this water season?
Well, we're pretty well into the water year at this point. The water year goes from October 1 through September 30, so we're pretty well into this year. And I think the Water Board letter was a real positive step in that it's highlighting the gravity of the situation. We think that was positive. But I think in most part, it's really getting people to think about next year. In the Sacramento Valley, you know, we've been thinking about this for some time. We had a workshop in January of this year where we really got the leaders in the region to start rolling up their sleeves and start thinking about the next drought. And so I think, you know, the water users have been anticipating this, been planning for this. And I think the Water Board letter just kind of confirmed what most people have seen out on the ground.
And what about urban usage? I mean, things like watering lawns and that sort of thing. That tends to be one of the things that we in the Sacramento region get warned about first, and we haven't heard it this year. Would that be helpful if we were starting to reduce watering?
Well, I think, again, we've been blessed in the state of California. We've had good surface storage and that carryover storage from last year, you know, from Folsom, from Lake Shasta, Lake Oroville, has really helped us get through this year. So I think that's why you have not seen the kinds of moratoriums or cutbacks that you've described, but I'm guessing that pretty much every water supply entity in California is really planning in their own way for starting to announce those kinds of programs, and every entity handles it differently depending on their situation. But I think you can anticipate a lot of that kind of activity here over the next 3 to 4 months.
So it really comes down to we're just keeping our fingers crossed for rain, right?
Well, I think so, and I think it also there's some lessons in here that, of course, I think are always important. And as we look to the long term, I think the value of surface storage and that carryover storage has been just tremendous, and I think we ought to recognize that and acknowledge that, and then also start thinking about some other smart storage options that can help us as we start planning for a prolonged drought. We've only had 1 year now of a dry year, and people are already starting to get pretty concerned. You can imagine what it's going to be like if we ever have a 3 or a 4 year drought cycle.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have more information and links to our stories on these subjects on our website, capradio.org/insight. Bob, Mr. Guy, thank you for the information and for the time.
Thank you for the invitation.
You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. Coming up, a culinary wayback trip to some of the region's late lamented, though not always great, eating spots.